Hello and welcome to Head Trash, and my name is Alexia and I want to welcome you to this healing activation. Now, to get the most out of this healing activation, I would highly recommend that you watch the video that comes with this healing activation so that you can better understand how this wound might be showing up for you. And also, I would recommend going through the wound healing journal so that you can bring as many of the facets of this wound to mind before going through this healing activation. If you've done both those things, then wonderful. So let's crack on with healing this wound. So now if you could take a moment to find somewhere comfortable to lie down, make sure you've got a glass of water to hand and some tissues, and that you won't be disturbed for the next half hour. And then when you're ready, please continue with this healing activation. Take a moment now to get comfortable, close your eyes. And now start thinking about placing your intention on healing the wounds that you're carrying around injustice. And I'm going to be using the word injustice. So when I use that word, I'm also including things like things being unfair or unjust, you know, being unfairly treated or maybe abused. So it's where there are things that were just deeply wrong, being wronged as well. All those things will be considered as part of the injustice that I'm going to be referring to. And so just take a moment now to connect to this intention, connect to your higher self, and ask for its support in activating the healing within you today. And if you have faith, spirit guides, or any of the beliefs that you want to incorporate into this healing, then take a moment now to connect to that and ask for support. Because it's our intention today to heal the wounds that you're carrying around injustice. So when you're ready and comfortable, raise your hands into the tat position. And I'm now tuning into times in my life where I've had experiences with injustice. And these experiences may have been for my adult life, when I was a child, or my time in the womb. And I may not recall all of these experiences. And so I'm placing my intention on connecting to all of them. And I'm asking for divine support to assist me in connecting to all of these wounds so that I may release them and heal them today. Because today it's my intention to let go of all of these wounds, all of these emotional wounds and traumas. And I want to begin by saying that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've had these experiences with injustice. I'm sorry that I've experienced injustice in the way that I have. I'm so sorry. Because I hate that I've had these experiences. I hate that I've experienced injustice in the way that I have. I absolutely hate it. I hate that I've had these experiences of these things being so unfair. I absolutely hate it. I hate that I've had so many of these experiences. I absolutely hate it because deep down I hate injustice. I absolutely hate injustice and I hate things being unfair. I absolutely loathe it, and that's why it drives me insane. I hate injustice and I absolutely hate things being unfair. I absolutely loathe it, and I really hate it when people are unfair. I hate it when I see people being unfair, people behaving unfairly. I absolutely hate it. I hate, loathe, and despise witnessing people, watching people, hearing about other people behaving not fairly. It just drives me mad. I absolutely hate it. And I hate that my life has given me so many of these experiences where I've experienced injustice, where I've experienced things being unfair. I hate that my life has given me so many of these experiences. I absolutely hate it. But there's a part of me that loves it. There is a part of me that loves that I've had these experiences. There's a part of me that loves that I've had these experiences around injustice. And I love that I've had these experiences because I've learned so much I've learned so much about myself, about the world, and I would not have learned that had it not been about these experiences. So I love that I've had these experiences. I absolutely love it. And also there's a part of me deep down that loves injustice. I do love injustice. I love injustice and I love things being unfair. I love things being unfair. I absolutely love it when things are unfair. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I love that my life has given me so many of these experiences. I love that my life has given me so many of these experiences of things being unfair. I love it. Now let's start by focusing your attention on the times that you can remember where you experienced injustice. So just take a moment now to tune into these moments that you can recall and what happened to you during these experiences, during these moments where you experienced injustice. What happened to you? Maybe there were terrible things happening. Maybe there were good things happening. So just take a moment now to focus on what was happening to you during these experiences of injustice. I love all the things that happened to me that made me feel injustice. I love all those things that happened to me when I was experiencing these things being unfair, when I was experiencing injustice. I love what was happening to me. I absolutely love it. Who am I kidding? I hated it. I absolutely hated it. It was horrid because it was so unfair. I hate all the things that were happening to me when I was experiencing injustice. I just loathe it. I hate what was happening to me when I was experiencing injustice. I absolutely hate it. And so what did you do during these experiences? How did you handle it? How did you react? What were you saying? What were you doing? So just take a moment to tune into how you were reacting, how you were behaving, what you were doing during these experiences when you were feeling that things were being unfair. I love all the things that I did. All the ways that I reacted when I was experiencing injustice. I love how I reacted to injustice. I love how I was reacting to injustice, how I handled it. I absolutely love it. I love how I handled injustice. I love how I handled being treated unfairly. I love how I handled these terrible injustices. I absolutely love how I handled it. I love what I did. I love what I did. I absolutely love what I did when I was experiencing injustice. And of course, there's a part of me that hates how I handled it. There's a part of me that hates how I handled it. There's a part of me that hates how I handled the injustices that I was experiencing. I hate how I handled and how I reacted to the injustices I was experiencing. I hate what I did, what I felt like I had to do during these injustices. I absolutely hate what I did, what I felt like I had to do. I absolutely hated it. And what about the things that you didn't do? What about the things that you stopped yourself from doing in those moments? Things that you didn't say? Things maybe you look back and you wished you'd done. So just think about now the things that you didn't do during those moments of injustice. I love thinking about all the things I didn't do when I was experiencing injustice. I love all the things that I didn't do during those moments of me experiencing injustice. I love thinking about the things I didn't do, all the things I didn't do. I love that there are so many things that I didn't do, so many things I didn't say. I love that. I absolutely love it. But mainly, I hate there is so much. I hate there is so much I didn't do. I hate, loathe, and despise. There were things I didn't do, things I should have done, things I maybe should have said. I hate that there were these things I didn't do, things I missed out on, things I decided not to do during those moments of me experiencing injustice. And now I want you to think about how those experiences made you feel in those moments. How did you feel in those moments when you were experiencing injustice? Hurt, let down, not good enough, not deserving. So just think about and tune into how your experiences of injustice and things not being fair made you feel. I love how my experiences made me feel. I love how those experiences of injustice made me feel. I love how injustice makes me feel. I love how those times when things were unfair. I love how all of that made me feel. I absolutely love it. Who am I kidding? No, I didn't. It's horrid and I hated it. I hate how those moments made me feel. I hate, loathe, and despise how those moments made me feel. I absolutely hate it. And so now we're going to think about and explore how all of those experiences have affected you. What's been the impact on you today or since? So what's happened to you as a result of these experiences? Because of these injustices that have occurred in your life, how did your life pivot or go in a new direction? What happened to you as a result of all of this? Maybe there are some good things that have happened. Maybe you're grateful for these injustices because it you learned something and it took you in a new direction and this was good. Or maybe it was crap. And you just hate the fact that you experienced it and everything has just gone downhill since. So just tune into what's happened to you as a result of these experiences. I love thinking about all the things that have happened to me because of me experiencing injustice, as a result of all these injustices, these things being not fair in my life. I love thinking about all the ways my life has been affected, all the things that have happened to me because of the injustices I've experienced. I absolutely love thinking about all of that. But mainly I hate that. I hate, love and despise how my life has been impacted, how all the things that have happened to me as a result of these injustices. I absolutely hate thinking about all the things that have happened to me as a result of me experiencing these injustices. I hate it. And what about the things that didn't happen for you? The things that you wished had happened that didn't because you experienced this injustice. It's maybe the jobs that didn't come through for you, relationships. Think about the things that didn't happen, the things that you missed out on. Maybe things that you pulled out of, you decided not to proceed with. And within all that, maybe there are things that you just wish did happen and you feel a bit sad about those things. So think about the things that didn't happen for you. I love thinking about all the things that didn't happen for me because of this injustice that I've experienced. I love thinking about all the things that didn't happen that aren't happening because of the injustices. I love thinking about all these things. I love thinking about the things that aren't happening because of the injustices of the world, because of the injustices of my life. I love thinking about all the things that didn't happen, all the things that aren't happening for me because of this injustice. I love thinking about all of that. No, actually, I hate it. I hate thinking about all these things that aren't happening for me, all the things that didn't happen to me because of these injustices. I just hate thinking about all of it. It's just too painful and I hate it. I hate thinking about all the things that didn't happen, that won't be happening for me because of this injustice, because of these injustices that I've experienced. I just hate thinking about all the things that won't be happening, that haven't happened for me as a result of these injustices. I just hate it. So now when you think about injustice, what comes up for you when you think about injustice? How does it make you feel today? Connect to your feelings around injustice. You know, when you notice that something isn't fair and there's an injustice that you're witnessing, or even just thinking about it or reading, you know, what's happening in the world, what comes up for you when you connect to these moments, to these ideas of injustice? Do you notice it in your chest? Does it make you angry? Does it make you indignant? Does it make you want to scream? Does it make you want to start protesting? Like, what does it make you want to do? How does it feel inside when you connect to injustice? And tune into that right now. I love how injustice makes me feel. I love this feeling that I'm feeling right now around injustice. I love how this makes me feel. I love how injustice makes me feel. I love how things being unfair make me feel. I just love it. Who am I kidding? I hate it. I hate it. I hate how injustice makes me feel. I hate, love, and despise how injustice makes me feel. I just hate it. And now think about the fears that have come up for you as a result of you experiencing injustice. Maybe the fear of not being in control or losing control, fear of getting things wrong, fear of imperfection. Think about what your fears are and what's come up for you as a result of this wound that you're carrying around injustice. I love the fears I have because of this wound. I love the fears that I have. I love my fears. My fears protect me and I love them for it. I absolutely love the fears I have around injustice. I love it. I love because these fears have just trying to do what's right for me. And I'm grateful for that. I love the fears that I have. I absolutely love my fears. I love my fears. Who am I kidding? This is ridiculous. I hate my fears. My fears suck, right? I hate them. They're holding me back. They're making me miss out on a ton of stuff in life. And I hate them for that. I hate them for that. They're totally misguided in their attempts to keep me safe and protected because they're just getting it way off base. And I hate them. I think they suck and I hate them. I hate, loathe and despise my fears. I absolutely hate the fears I have around injustice. I hate them. And so now I want you to think about how injustice makes you behave. What are you doing today as a result of this wound? How do you behave today as a result of the injustices that you've experienced in the world? think about what you do. Maybe you're being very vocal about injustices, your injustices. Maybe there are things that you're pursuing that you wouldn't have done. Think about what you're doing today as a result of these wounds. I love all the things that I do today because of this wound. I love what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing in reaction to this wound as a result of this wound. I absolutely love how I'm reacting, what I'm doing today because of experiencing injustice. I love what I'm doing today because of experiencing injustice in my life. I absolutely love it. But I also hate what I'm experiencing. I hate what I'm doing today because of experiencing injustice. I hate what I'm doing today. I hate the fact that there are things I'm doing today because of this wound, things I'm doing in reaction to this wound. I hate that I do that. I hate that I do that because of this wound. I absolutely hate it. And what about the things that you're not doing, the things that you're missing out on because of this wound? Maybe there's an inability to connect your emotions and express them fully. You know, think about what you're avoiding, what you're not doing because of this wound that you're carrying. I love that there are things I can't do, things I can't, that I'm not doing because of this wound. I love that there are these things I'm not able to do, things I've decided not to do because of the injustices I've experienced. I love that. But actually, when I think about it, I hate that there are these things I'm not doing. I hate that there are things I'm incapable of doing. I hate that. I hate that there are these things I'm not doing that I'm maybe avoiding because of the injustices I've experienced. I just hate that. And so when you think about injustice, do you feel you've benefited? Do you think your life has benefited from these experiences you've had around injustice? Or do you think you suffered? So maybe when you didn't get that job, that you went off and maybe you went traveling, and actually that was a good thing. You know, think about the benefits that you've experienced because of these wounds. But there are also going to be elements, aspects of your life where you felt you suffered. So let's start with the benefits. I love how I've benefited from experiencing injustice. I love how I've benefited from experiencing injustice in my life. I love it. I love how I benefited from experiencing injustice. I absolutely love it. But actually, I hate it. I hate how I've benefited from injustice because it wasn't easy. I hate how I've benefited from that because when I think about it, actually it's suffering. It's not benefits. I feel like I've suffered because of this wound. I have suffered. And I hate how I've suffered because of this injustice that I've experienced, because of all the injustices. I hate how I've suffered in my life because of the injustice, because of things being unfair. I absolutely hate it. And of course, to balance things out, there's a part of me that loves how I've suffered. I love how I've suffered because of this wound. I absolutely love it. So now let's think about what you'd like to experience instead of injustice. Maybe it's just justice. Maybe it's just things being fair and good. So just tune in to what you want to feel instead, what you want to experience instead. And just hold that in your mind now. This is what I want to feel. This is what I want to feel. And I love this. I love this right now that I'm thinking of right now. I love this. There's a part of me that hates this. There's a part of me that hates this. There is a part of me that I need to acknowledge that does hate this too. And now we're going to shift our focus to the memories and the traumas that you're carrying from previous times. So I want you now to take some time to tune in. Tune into the experiences that you may be carrying within you around injustice from your previous lives or from your ancestors. And I know this is going to be difficult for some, so place your intention on connecting to those experiences and ask for divine support to assist you. Ask your higher self to assist you in connecting to these experiences that you're carrying within you, within your cells from previous times. And I'm now tuning into the experiences I'm carrying around injustice, these experiences from previous times or from my ancestors. I'm tuning into these ancient wounds, these memories and these traumas that I'm carrying within me around injustice. And I'm going to start by saying that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm carrying all of these memories within me. I'm sorry that I'm carrying memories of these experiences from my past lives and from my ancestors. I'm sorry that I'm carrying these emotional wounds of injustice from previous times. I'm so sorry. But there's a part of me that loves that I'm carrying these wounds. There is a part of me that loves that I'm carrying these wounds around injustice from my previous times. because there's wisdom with this wound. And it's helped me in my current life. I've gained from the wisdom, the guidance. This wound has tried to protect me and help me. And for that, I'm grateful. For that, I'm grateful that I'm carrying these wounds because of the wisdom that's contained within the wounds. So I love that I'm carrying these emotional wounds around injustice. But there's a huge part of me that hates that I'm carrying these wounds. There's a huge part of me that hates that I'm carrying all these wounds because these wounds have brought fears. These wounds have brought beliefs that suck, that are making my life difficult, that are holding me back from being happy today. And that, I hate those wounds for that. I hate those wounds. It's creating heaviness within me. And I hate the fact that I'm carrying all this within me. I hate that I've brought all this through from previous times. I absolutely hate it. And so the time has come for me to let all this go. So I'm now going to tune into all of my experiences, all of these moments that I'm carrying, those from my current life, those from my time in the womb, my previous lives and from my own, into all of them right now. And I'm asking for support from my higher self to help me to connect to all of these wounds and memories and traumas. And I'm going to begin by acknowledging that all of this happened. All of these moments took place. Yes. They all took place. All of these injustices happened. And I'm acknowledging that right now. I accept that all this took place. I accept and I acknowledge that these moments took place. Yes, I've had these experiences and traumas around injustice. Yes, I'm carrying these traumas and these memories from previous times around injustice. Yes, yes, yes to all of it. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I really am sorry, truly, deeply sorry. And I'm sorry that all these things happened. I'm sorry that all these things happened, but they happened and it's in the past. And today I'm okay. They happened, it's in the past, it's over. And today I'm okay. I'm no longer feeling wronged. I'm no longer feeling like things are unfair. It's okay. They're in the past. And these things are in the past and they no longer have a hold on me because today I'm cutting the cords. Today I'm cutting the cords with every single one of these experiences, every single one of these traumas and these memories. I'm cutting the cords with all of them. I'm cutting the cords so that all these traumas and memories perpetuate no more. I'm cutting the cord so that these traumas, these memories, these experiences perpetuate, live on no more because I am the pattern breaker. That's what they call me. I break patterns, and today this is the pattern I'm breaking. I'm breaking the pattern of trauma and struggle around injustice. This pattern stops now. This pattern stops today. I am stopping this pattern. I'm putting a stop to it all right now. And I'm now purging all the places in my mind, my body, and my field where all of these experiences and memories have been stored. And wherever injustice has been a problem for me, it's healing right now. Wherever it's created blocks in my life, wherever I've sabotaged as a result of this wound, the resistance that I've experienced in my life, all of those blocks and resistance, it's all healing right now. And when I think about the origins of this wound, the roots of this wound, well, when I tune into the origins and the roots, they're healing now. The origins and the roots of this wound, the roots of the injustice wound within me are healing right now. And I'm now tuning into all those who are connected to this theme for me, this theme of injustice. And I'm going to start with those that hurt me. Maybe those that made me feel the injustice. Maybe feel that things were not fair. Well, I forgive them. I forgive those who hurt me. I forgive everyone who hurt me around this. And I wish them love, happiness and peace. And to those who hurt me, I love you. I love you. And there are those that I hurt. Maybe I've been the one that's been unjust. Maybe I've been the one that's been responsible for things not being fair. Well, for those that I hurt, I apologize. I'm sorry and I love you. And there are those I've pushed away because of this wound, because of the way that I feel I've been wronged. Well, I'm sorry and I apologize. And to the people I pushed away, I'm sorry and I love you. And there are those that I lost because of this wound, because of the injustices of the world. Well, I'm sorry and I love you. And then there are those that I blamed, maybe those that made me feel the injustices, maybe dished out the behaviours that made me feel like I was being wronged. Well, to those that I blamed, I forgive them. I forgive everyone that I blamed for all of this. And I include myself in that. And God, I include myself because maybe I have a part to play in some of this. So to all those that I blamed, I'm sorry and I love you. Please forgive me. And I'm going to forgive myself too. I forgive myself for all the things I've done as a result of this wound. The things I've said, the things I've done, maybe things I regret now. I forgive myself for all of that. Things I wished I'd not done. I forgive myself for all the things I've done because of the injustices that I've experienced. And then there are all those things I didn't do, the things I've decided not to do, the things I missed out on. All of that, I forgive myself for all of that, the things I didn't do. I forgive myself for all the things I've avoided, all the things I didn't do because of this wound. I'm not carrying this shame, this embarrassment, this self-judgment anymore. I'm letting that go, so I forgive myself. And I'm tuning into that part of me that was benefiting from me carrying this wound. You know, the part of me that wanted to stay safe, the part of me that wanted to be protected. Well, that part of me is now healing. And it no longer needs to carry the memories of these injustices. I can let go of these memories because that part of me is now healed. So all the parts of me that got suffered for this are healing right now. And now finally, we're tuning into any remaining traces that may still be present. Whatever's left about this wound that's keeping it locked in, any final strands, final cords that are still attached, we're going to cut through those. Whatever's left about this is healing now. Whatever. Any residue that remains and is trapped in my field, it's releasing now. Because the time has come to let all of this go. I'm letting it go. Yes, I'm letting go of these memories, of these experiences, of these traumas. I'm letting go of all of it. I'm releasing them all for good. Because I can do that. That's okay. I can do that. So I'm releasing all of this for good. Thank you. Thank you for what I've learned as a result of these experiences. Thank you for the wisdom of this wound. And I'm going to hold on to that wisdom, but I'm going to let go of the wound. And thank you for freeing me of this wound today. And to the people involved, I love you. But more importantly, to me, I love you. Yes, I love me because I am deserving. I am deserving and I am enough. Thank you. And when you're ready, release your hands from the tap position.